It is Hit 100.9, Jimmy Nathan. Jim, oh, this is huge, mate. This is huge. Try and wipe the smile off my face.
I try not to have favourites on this show, Nath, but the next lady, oh, she is right up there.
A brand new, highly anticipated short course has just opened to play. And, of course, Barnboogle Links, one of our favourite places in the world. Please welcome the Barnboogle marketing manager, friend of the show, Biz Sattler. Biz, welcome. Biz, have we got you?
You've got me. I wish every phone call started with this kind of welcome.
Well, I mean, if every interview we did was about golf, then it probably would.
You know the way to our hearts. You know the way to our hearts, Biz. It's food and golf and drink, actually, the three. Yeah. It's like a triangle.
Biz, we need you to tell us about the Boogle Run because we're excited. I'm sure a lot of people around town and internationally and nationally are excited about this too.
Yeah, absolutely. So brand new short course that has just opened at Barnboogle, 14 holes, mainly par three holes, so 12 par threes and two short par fours. And it is up in the sort of steep and dramatic dunes, if anyone has been to Barnboogle, between the front and back nine at Lost Farm. So there's some really big undulating dunes that were sort of not really used for anything up there. And they are now the Barnboogle Run short course.
So there's now three courses you can play up there, isn't there, Biz?
Yeah, or sort of 2.5, yeah.
2.5. But essentially what this means now is for any trips is you've got to take Friday off as well, guys.
You need 3 days.
You can't get through on a Saturday and Sunday. You need Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Biz. Would you agree with that?
I mean, look, I think it's mental health, don't you?
I'm still pitching the boss to do the show from up there. I just think it just works, you know what I mean? A few days up there, broadcasting, playing golf. It's just good for the soul.
Absolutely. Support local.
Well, speaking of support local, this Barnboogle, for those that don't know, if you're not a golf fan, it's huge. It's international. People talk about this all over the world and they come to Tasmania to play this course. But of course, we still got COVID. There's still travel restrictions. So I guess how dependent are you on the locals, on Tasmanians at the moment?
Tasmanians, well, look, to be honest, Tasmanians have been amazing. Like during those months where obviously domestic travellers weren't allowed into the state, we relied very heavily on interstate business. So international, yes, but because of, you know, comparatively such a small number of internationals come into Australia and certainly to Tassie compared to the domestic market that travel frequently and easily and quite last minute, domestic's very much a big focus for us. But the Tasmanians have been a huge support and we had so many Tassie people up there playing golf, you know, once we were open again, but state borders were still closed. So we really appreciate it.
Biz, ask as well. So producer Grace does know nothing about golf, but she was putting together a little sheet for us. Not that we needed it. We've seen plenty of photos of Barnboogle. We've been out there plenty of times. But when she was putting it together, she was speaking about how beautiful it is. And I think one of the joys of this short course is that, again, it's not 18 holes. There's, as you said, 12 par threes, two par fours. This is a really good way for people to experience Barnboogle and to play golf with, I guess, not having any experience and not having to go through 18.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, especially for those that, well, you know, as we said, you know, arriving a bit early and want to fit another few holes in before they actually get started on the more serious stuff, the longer two courses, but also for people that are perhaps, you know, not physically able to walk a full 18 holes. This is a much easier option. It's still, you know, quite steep in some parts, but it's much shorter walk. And for those that are perhaps want to play with young kids and go out and just play a loop of a few shorter holes, or who are just sort of getting started in the game, and, you know, some of those long tee shots on a par five can be pretty intimidating. So knowing that if you really wanted to, you could use a putter off the tee on some of those short holes from the front tees sort of makes the game more accessible as well. And that's kind of what we want to be about, like, you know, making world-class golf accessible to everybody.
Absolutely. And this is the thing I've told a lot of people as well. Even if they're not golfers, you don't even actually need to play golf. If you come to Barnboogle, you've got some nice places to eat. I believe you've got the spa there, Bridport around the corner.
Oh, the cabins.
Oh, absolutely.
Luxury villas.
Yeah, sometimes you just want to sit there and just look out, as I took my girlfriend when we went for a drive only a few weeks ago, Biz. We didn't go there to play golf. I just went and showed her around.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, it's a great place to be. And, like, I mean, we're so lucky because Tasmania is so blessed with amazing destinations. And, you know, to be able to be a state that we're part of, Tassie and be able to hang our hat on the beautiful landscape that obviously, you know, we're very lucky to be able to build golf courses on there and help make it, you know, sustainable so that it stays looking like that for years and years to come. But really, we were blessed with the land, and that's what we've tried to do with these courses, is create something that blends in and really works with the natural landscape, as opposed to creating something that perhaps is quite imposing and looks out of place and doesn't fit in with what Tasmania and the natural environment is all about.
Absolutely. Well, our marketing manager of course, Bumboogle, Biz Salad, we appreciate you coming on the show. Now, last time we did play, I did have some personalised balls that have my name and phone number on them. I lost about 10 of them, Biz. Mm-hmm. Have any of those been sent in or put to reception?
No, not as far as I know, but I will certainly pass them out if I see them.
Actually, you know what? Don't let me know, because it'll be a reminder of the embarrassing round.
Yeah, you're not going to find them, mate. The way he hits a drive there, yeah, they're in the ocean.
Yeah, it's in the Bass Strait somewhere, Biz. Thank you so much for joining us, Biz. We appreciate your time. We can't wait to come up and see the new course.
Thanks, guys.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.